friend. You are listening to Rough Draft, your daily dose of essential web writing advice. I am Damian Farnworth, the chief content writer for Copyblogger Media, and thank you for spending the next few minutes of your life with me. So this is episode 38, and we are calling it David Mamet's 8 Rules to Ruthless Editing, an episode brought to you by Rainmaker.fm, the digital marketing podcast network built on the Rainmaker platform, a platform that empowers you to build your own digital marketing and sales platform. And here's the thing, you can try the Rainmaker platform for 14 days free of charge. Just visit rainmakerplatform.com. That's rainmakerplatform.com. Now, onto the show. No one wants to write dull, lifeless copy that lulls even the most hyper people to sleep. And certainly not you, right? But why do we find it so hard to write what we want to say in the least amount of words and still maintain potency? It's not easy because we tend to fall in love with what we write. We fear cutting out anything important, no matter how dead it is. But how do we distinguish between the living words and the dead words? How do we identify the enticing sentences from the repulsive ones? It's almost like we need someone to get in our faces and tell us like it is. Luckily, David Mamet is about to drill you. But don't be afraid. You want David to drill you. You want him to show you how to figure it out. But how do you do that without paying him your annual salary, which he could easily command? Well, you could have him write you a memo. If you haven't seen it yet, David wrote an all caps memo. That's all caps to the stable of writers for his CBS drama, The Unit, shortly, mind you, before the show was canceled. This memo is not a hissy fit or a curse fest. In fact, except for the occasional S word, he minds his manners. In the end, it's a masterpiece on how to write genuine drama. But more importantly, it's a masterpiece on how to cut dead weight. And without further ado, David Mamet's 8 Rules for Ruthless Editing. And by the way, the rules, they will be read by my daughter, because I'm tired and lazy.
1. We'll only tune in and stay tuned to watch drama.
What is drama? It's the quest of the hero to overcome those things which prevent him from achieving a specific acute goal. You, dear web copywriter, must figure out what your reader wants. Whatever it is, paint a picture for your reader describing how what you have will fulfill their every desire. That is drama, and everything you write must carry the scent of those desires. Your online reader has a one-track mind. She is bent on satisfying a need, and the moment she loses the scent in your copy, she's gone. Which brings us to Mamet's next rule.
2. If the scene bores you when you read it, rest assured it will bore the actors.
I mean, need I say more? If your copy bores you, it will bore your reader. If it bores your mother, it will bore your readers. Another way of phrasing this rule is don't write boring copy.
3. Every scene must be dramatic.
Listen, if you keep rule number 1 in mind, every word you write will captivate the reader. You can't help it. But when you break rule number 1, which is usually because you confuse a feature with a benefit, your copy will go stale. If you want to grow and evolve as a writer, learn how to question every single sentence you write. Does it give the reader what he wants? Does it fulfill his simple, straightforward, pressing need? Is it essential? See the last rule. If not, cut it.
4. Propel us into the next scene.
Do you know what the single, solitary purpose of your headline is? It's to get you to read the first sentence. Do you know what the single, solitary purpose of your first sentence is? To get you to read the second sentence, and so on and so on. Every word you write must muscle, tantalize, or flat out lure your reader down the path to your call to action. In fact, after reading your copy, people should feel manhandled and beg to read it again. Any sentence that does not propel the reader along is useless. Cut it.
5. The job of the dramatist is to make the audience wonder what happens next.
Listen, gratification is a reading buzzkill. You, dear copywriter, must leverage the potential of both premeditated restraint and the human imagination. In other words, tease, taunt, and fascinate. Withhold satisfaction till your reader is in a lather and then taunt him some more.
6. Every scene starts because the hero has a problem.
People who use the web are looking for a solution or an answer. That means they have a problem or question. It's your job to figure out what that problem is and then solve that problem or answer that question in such a way that the readers think you are the only person in the world who has the solution to this problem or answer to his question.
7. Write a silent movie and you will be writing great drama.
Great copy is active copy. It's copy that breathes, caresses, calms, stabs, pokes eyes, pulls hairs, draws one to his knees, or forces you to belt out a laugh. Great copy is about action. It's like a tractor about to run you over or a carpet that lifts you above the roof of your house. Great copy demands you respond. It gets you to grit your teeth and pace the floor until 4 a.m. Bad copy ignores you and sits in the corner talking to himself about himself. Kick bad copy out the moment you notice him.
8. Is it essential?
This is the one question you must be asking yourself over and over again. Is it essential? Does this paragraph advance my case? Does this sentence push forward my argument? Can I live without this word? Whether you're a blogger or online journalist or copywriter, you must be ruthless with your copy. If you're not, your reader will be, and that will cost you time, attention, and sometimes money. So what are you waiting for? You got some editing to do, friend. Until next time, take care.
1. We'll only tune in and say stick ha. Take 2. 1. We'll only tune in and stick ha. I can't say stay.